I was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
We've got the power to win. Power to roll. Come on.
Heard that plenty of times this year. Port Adelaide were the best home and away team in the competition. They're pretty good in the finals as well, but just came up short against the eventual Premier. Time for the unconventional club review. We've had Sam Pang. We've had Sarah Jones from Fox Footy. We've had comedian Adam Spencer. We've had Andrew Gaze. And we're going to tennis royalty here. Roger Rashid has coached the number one players in the world. He is a Port Adelaide fanatic. I know that for a fact. And he's been good enough to take our call this morning. How you going, Rog?
Good, Gary. Tim, how are you, boys?
Hey, nice to talk to you. We're lucky.
That song needed to be played a couple more times, I think, this year.
Yeah, can only play it once here in Melbourne.
Oh, right.
But hey, we heard it plenty of times. You must have been thrilled with your boys.
Absolutely. They put out what I think the team was ready to put out. You know, they were a pretty polished week in, week out delivery. And I actually thought, Gary and Tim, that they were really ready for to win the cup. Obviously, you got to get through the Tigers, who seem to feel like they're very comfortable when this environment turns up, don't they, in the finals. It looks like they sort of go into sort of, they play a relaxed flow type of game, and that showed, I suppose, in the second half of the grand final.
No doubt about that. Now, you travel around the world. I know it's been different this year because of COVID, so probably for the first time in a long time you're sitting at home, but you traditionally travel around the world with all of your different tennis duties as coaches and consulting and commentary. How do you stay in touch with the Port Adelaide Footy Club? Are you watching most of the games when you're on the road?
Yeah, normally watch it on the AFL site so that you can log into, obviously. And I have pretty close connections with Travis Boak and Ollie Wines and Robbie Gray and a few others I have done for a lot of years, weekly connections. So I'm pretty tight with the boys, and I just love that. I love the group they got now. So yeah, me and Darren Cale are pretty obsessed. Obviously, Darren's yes. a board member now, and he's trying to get me. We're trying to get Darren in, and me and him to coach in a couple of years down the line. We're going to convert.
There's no reason why you can't do that either, Roger. Are you still coaching tennis players? Who are you coaching at the moment?
No, I'm just consulting now, Tim. I think you know my daughter's 13, going 14, right. So I made a choice. Probably 18 months ago or 2 years ago, but I made a choice about 4 years ago that when she got to 10 and a half, 11, I need to be dad more than travelling 40 weeks of the year. So,
you know the definition of a consultant, don't you?
What is it?
Somebody who borrows your watch to tell you the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, I've got to change that word. I'll change the word.
The unconventional club review, we do things a bit differently. I've got 9 questions. You'll get the first go, and then Tim can have his version of it, and then you can argue and fight if you want. But we'll push on. So, Roger Rashid, who's Port Adelaide's next All-Australian?
I like Connor Rosie, I think. Nearly did some amazing things in the prelim, but our first draft pick is 5th overall, but at pick it in the 18 draft and 22 years of age. So, I love what he brings to the table. I think he's going to have a full year next year, which is going to elevate him into that space.
I love all that you've just said, but you could have chosen Zach Butters or maybe Xavier. I like Xavier Dursma maybe to be their next All-Australian on that wing. So we're in the same ballpark there with our thoughts. But I think most people probably talking about Port would be saying the same thing about those three talented young players.
Are they the best three going around if you look at the young kids that have come into the game and are prepared to stick their chest out and absorb the physicality, the day in, day out of AFL footy?
Yes, yeah. At the one team. Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
But not since Lewis, Franklin and Roughhead. So I think they've been three absolute inspired choices. Hey, have they got the right captain? I know they've only changed it or gone to the solo captain recently. And if not, who is it?
I love the solo captain. Didn't agree with the dual role. I like the tradition of the sole captain. I love the tradition of the number one on their back. And absolutely, Tommy Jones is the right captain. strong, solid. You know he's going to be there when it's getting dirty. He rolls his sleeves up, and his actions, you know, it's all about the actions, I think, more so than necessarily the commentary that you give. And he does that both beautifully. So, yeah, I like him.
Snap. Great leader. A great leader. Inspired choice.
No argument. If this player plays well, then Port Adelaide are always a chance to win. Who is that player?
Is that me or
Gat? That's you,
or me,
right?
Or Tim? Me? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm the... Okay. Ollie Wines, 26 right. years of age. I'm not sure whether we've seen a season yet where he's just been elite right across the board, week in, week out, had the odd, obviously, blemish. But I think if Ollie, with his robust physicality, if he can do that, I think he brings a lot. You know, he carries a lot of people on his shoulders through there. And you know, so he's one that I think's, I think the guy.
Robbie Gray for me, Gary. He's the break the glass type bloke. When he goes on the ball, things happen. When he's in the forward line, the ball's in his hands, things happen. In fact, I think he's doing all those things that we've seen him do over the years as well still, and he's still such a dynamic player that can change the course of a game midstream. I thought about Charlie Dixon, but then I still think Robbie Gray's the man there.
Good call. Good call. We're going to get through these, so we'll push through them. Wisp, you're going very nicely. Rog, left field trade option. Anyone on the list that you might think about putting on the market in the next week?
Well, I know they had their exit meetings the last couple of days. Port Adelaide, as a club, haven't asked anybody to leave, and nobody has asked to look at other options around. So that's the commentary. That's the commentary. So that's a pretty big thing. So I sit neutral on this, but you know, I know there's been names thrown out. Alia was one from Sydney. Does he come over and expose himself to a new club? But as I said, that I think that was list managers in general having a look and asking questions about all types of players, but they're not heavily hunting anyone, I don't think.
Righto, Wisp.
To go out of the club, look, I think this guy's still got some currency and he kicked some goals in moments during the finals, Motlop. And if you're going to get Fantasia in, then maybe there's going to be less game time for him. And I think, you know, people might have looked at what he did and thought, okay, that's a type of player we desperately need. And somebody that they need to target, I think, Alir, obviously, that type of player for them. Westhoff out, he played that sort of mid, yep. He played that forward defensive ruck roll. I mean, they need to replace that type of player. I'm not saying he's the same player, but he might be capable of developing into something similar.
Righto, you're going that well. I've got four questions in about a minute and a half, okay. So you're going to have to fly. Which player is deserving of a pay rise?
Tom Cleary. Key defender. Does a pretty good job week in, week out. I don't think he's on much. I reckon they could put a bit more in his pocket.
Yeah, Dan Houston for me. I think he's probably not on a lot either, and I think he's done a great job.
Pay rise is easy. What about a pay cut?
I think Ollie Wines is our highest paid player, and I want an elite year out of him. Otherwise, I want a bit back.
Jeez, he won't be happy when he hears that.
he's a good friend.
Rasheed calls for pay cut for Wines. That's going to be the back page of the advertiser tomorrow.
Ryan Burton only played 8 games, so and that's because of injury and stuff, but that's a tough one. Expect a big 2021 from Mitch Georgiades. What about you, Roger?
Yeah, I like Mitch, big 20. And then I also like... I think Dan Houston's going to be in there as well, but my big one's Dersma. I think he's going to pull the trigger and be it and elevate himself.
And last one, the big positional change we might see next year.
Yeah, the big positional change for me is that I want Connor Rosie, Butters, Georgiades, and Dersma to spend less time on the track and more time in the gym. So their positional change is from the track into the gym to bulk up and build some muscle.
Nice.
I want Rosie and Houston full time as midfielders in the rotation.
Hey, Rod, you've been absolutely sensational. It's a pretty good club review, although we did get our headline, Wines to take pay cut. We know how the Adelaide Advertiser works over there.
Are they listening?
Always.
We'll make sure they get it. We know you love the Port Adelaide Footy Club, so it's great of you to jump on this morning and give us a couple of minutes. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, boys, and I pass on that Ollie Wines one. I'll take that.
Roger Rasheed, the unconventional club review of a pretty good Port Adelaide Footy Club this year. Let's have the news headlines with Meredith Gibbs.